This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
The book is the book of Psalms. By the way, our membership is over 4,000. We're grateful for that. The book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse number 1. Just one verse. The book of Psalms, chapter 46, verse 1. God is our refuge. God is also our strength, and God is a very present help in times of trouble. Let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass will wither and flowers will fade, but your word will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the word of God. Thank you for your presence in this house. Thank you for all your people that are gathered here. I'm always mindful that this is your church. These are your people. Glorify yourself in this house. Lord, I pray that you will use me as a channel of blessing. Thank you for what you're doing in this house. Thank you for your faithfulness to the church called Zion Hill. Lord, I pray that you will help our hearing today. I pray that you will meet every need in the house. Lord, I pray for souls to be saved. Somebody here need healing for their body. We ask you, oh God, that you would touch right now. Use my mouth as a ready writer for your glory. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. I want to talk with you for a few minutes on the subject titled Strength for the Journey. Strength for the Journey. Let me go on record to remind you that life is a journey. Am I right about it? Even building a home is a journey. Today is Family and Friends Day. There are many families here, single family, married family. The truth be told, to build a family, it takes a journey. It's not done in a day. Even to raise children is a journey. Am I right about it? And at times in this journey, ladies and gentlemen, we get weak. Sometimes, my brothers, my sisters, we go through some storm. Do I have a witness in the house? And my assignment today is just to encourage the family and just to give them some ideas, some thoughts from the Word of God as to how you can get strength for this journey. It's not uncommon as we travel this journey of building our home, building our family, raising our children, sometimes we run into difficulties. Sometimes we face hardship. And by permission of the Holy Spirit, I just want to encourage all of us never to give up on your family. Can I get an amen for that? When it comes to storms the family go through, it's not a question of whether storm will happen. It's only a question of when. Any of us who have raised children will tell you in good faith, sometimes we go through some storm. The reality is that storm comes and storm goes. But I hear the Lord saying, tell my people, no matter what comes, storm may rise and wind may blow, never neglect your family. Do I get an amen for that? Permit me to mention there are different types of storm. And we need strength to deal with all these challenges. There are spiritual storms. Some people go through health storms. Their health in trouble. Believe it or not, some people go through financial storms. Am I right about that? Even relationship storm. And of course, sometimes even the family may go through a storm. Let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Maybe somebody is here today and your son or your daughter is in the pain. That is a storm. Maybe somebody is here today. Your loved one is on crack. That is a storm. Maybe you have a family member who is down low. That's a storm. Maybe you have a child, a brother or sister who is holding another person's hand. Can you imagine a man holding another man's hand on the street? And here you are in the church, singing, shouting, and shaking your booty. That's a storm. But the good news is that God has a way to help all of us through our storm. I've pointed out to the community, when you have a 7-year-old, or an 8-year-old walking around dressed like a man or a woman, You know, that's a time bomb waiting to explode. When you turn on the news, whether it's on radio or television, and you hear about all the shooting on the street, and you hear about assault and kidnapping, you know the family is going through something. You'd be surprised how many of our young folks are just walking the street aimlessly. These are children of somebody. That's a storm. When you see a young man walking around with his pants hanging down so you can see his dirty underwear, Houston, we got a problem. And if you notice, a lot of these young people, they're having problem communicating. They cannot talk for whatever reason. But you give them a tablet, they stay all day on video games and social media. Family storm. My brothers, my sisters, I repeat, when I was growing up, pot is what you cook in. Crack is a hole in the wall. Tweeting is what birds do. Am I right about it? And when we talk about rock, it's something we throw as little kids. But now the world has twisted everything. And we have all these new languages going on. We're going through some challenges. A lot of young people now have no respect. We all grew up. We teach our children, say, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. But now, they're just doing their own things. I remember when we were all coming up, the teacher and the students go to the same church. Am I right about it? And if you do something wrong, they'll whoop you in school, and they'll take you home, and your mama and your daddy will whoop you in front of the teacher. Am I telling the truth this morning? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have parents just cussing out the principal, cussing out the teachers, and marching around the school board. Why don't you march around because your kids cannot read? Why not march around because young people in our community don't know how to write? We have challenges, but with the help of God, we can make it. We got to catch our young people before they stab somebody. We got to catch them before they break into any homes. We got to catch them before they are forced to deal with the police. I'm talking about family storm. Part of the problem is that we're dealing with dysfunctional families. Amen. And let me encourage you, sisters, don't fall for no good man. Amen. What do I mean by no good man? These are men that use women as a sport. You know what I'm talking about. When you run into a man smooth, saying, "Sister, you're the butter of my biscuit." I know the devil when I see one. Don't fall for it. Let's stick to the word of God. But when you're smiling at a man like that, and you say, "What kind of biscuit is that? What kind of butter is that?" See, the Bible put it this way: if the foundation is messed up, what can the righteous do? So be careful who you allow to date you. Be careful who you choose to start family with. That's what I meant by foundation. Because once we messed up from the start, it's really hard to catch on. So, sister, when you see a brother like that, you better keep walking. Tell them your pastor say you don't have to respond to every barking dog. So, I believe with all my heart God has a man for you. You don't have to settle for no trash. Are you all still here this morning? The reason why I'm so concerned about these things is because a lot of what we are dealing with our young people, is start at home. Amen. When you are living with a man that don't go to church, don't read his Bible, don't love God, all you got is Jerry Curl dripping all over the place. You can coach me and say, "My pastor said, you no good." Give him my cell phone so I can tell him myself. There's too much at stake to be making bad calls. Because a young child, a young boy will learn how to treat another woman by watching how his daddy treats his own mama. So you gotta help us in the process making the right decisions. Let me also encourage you, sisters, if the Lord bless you with a good man, let him correct your children. Let him chastise them. Yes, I said it. Social services. I don't care what they think. Let a good man help you to raise your child. He's not going to kill him. I thank God for all the whooping I got growing up. It make a man out of me. It helped me to respect other human beings. Are you all still here this morning? So, sisters, get out of the way. The Lord bless you with a good man. Get out of the way. Let that man help you. Because these kids, they're good kids. We just need to raise them right. Amen. Amen. A real man will treat his children right. A real man will treat his woman right. Amen. A real man will go to work in the morning. A real man will take care of his children, I say. Am I telling the truth this morning? And a real man will not walk out on his children. Amen. I can tell you, as a professor in a university, I teach something called, it's a piece of law called juvenile delinquency. So I'm not just running my mouth. We have the statistics, we have the data. When you walk out on the children, these children become very vulnerable. The police are not meant to raise our children for us. Are you all still here this morning? A real man will stay in the house. Yes, I know sometimes we go through some challenges. Stay in the house. Demand respect. You stay in the house for the sake of those young people. And I will suggest to you, my sisters, please do everything you can to raise your children in the way of God. Yeah. I know a lot of ideas are coming up now. And maybe I'm just old school. But I believe with all my heart, families work before it can work again. Amen. Amen. Now some of you want to marry and keep your last name. Mm-hmm. You want to be your own woman. See, we need to line up our mind, our thinking with the word of God. The Bible works. It don't matter any technological, you know your pastor is into technology. This whole church is driven by high tech. That's why we can put it on autopilot. But technology is supposed to help you, not destroy you. You cannot be your own woman in a house with a real man. Amen. I never will forget my own daughter, one of them. She said to me, Daddy, you know, I would not want to marry a man like you. I said, thank you for letting me know. She asked me, would you like to know why? I said, not really. I'm fine. You're the one. Well, she said, I'll tell you anyway. I said, okay, that's fine. And she said, you're too bossy. You are a male chauvinist. I cannot use the word that you use. And I said, baby, you're probably right. But I told her, I said, a male chauvinist, and yes, he will bust you, but he'll take care of you. A male chauvinist that you said will make sure the light is never off in the house. A male chauvinist will take care of your mama and you. So you can buy anything you want to buy, drive any car you want to drive, have fun when everybody else is sweating and trying to make up with makeup. You know what I'm trying to suggest to all of us? The old ways that we think is no good, if it's lining up with the word of God, don't walk away from it. The word of God should be the plumb line. I remember the days when ladies would come to church and wear stockings. Mm-hmm. You may be too young for that, but you know, you're not going to a juke junk. You come into the house of God. I remember time when men will come, they will throw away their cigarette before they enter the church. Just reference to God, reference to the house of God. Now anything goes. I would say dress like you're going to church. Dress like you're coming to the presence of God. Amen, somebody. A lot of these things that the devil is using against our family, we can control it. Amen, somebody. And some people will ask me, what can we do to stop this mess? I'm so glad. The first thing, I want to tell you three things before you go. As to what you and I can do to strengthen our family, to come out of this rug that we find ourselves. If you talk to those who work with the school board, get the data. You will be shocked what's going on. And yet we have churches at every corner of the city. I believe with all my heart we can do better. So how do we get strength for this journey? The first thing I will tell you, sometimes strength comes through resistance. What did I call it?
Resistance.
You ever been in gym?
Yes, sir.
Anybody that work out in gym will tell you, you build strength through resistance. Yes, it's not fun, but if you're faithful to it, you will look good. You'll be more healthier when you resist the weight. Then you build strength. You cut away all the fats. Don't look at your neighbor. Somebody shout resistance. Here's what the Bible says about that. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4. It said the problem that you and I have is that we haven't resisted to the point of shedding blood. The Bible strongly recommends that you have to resist temptation. You have to resist all these sins. You don't have to join the rest of the world in their craziness. Are you all still here? You got to resist sin, even to the point that it hurts sometimes. If you see somebody who is really exercising, they don't quit. They don't give up. Even if you're trying to give up, your trainer will say, no, keep going. Your trainer will tell you, give me 10 more. Give me 5 more push-ups. And if you're faithful to it, before you realize it, your body will be toned. Your whole house will be toned. I wish I can tell you I never have a problem in my house. I'll be lying. But it takes resistance. You got to stand for what is right. You got to look at everybody in the face and say, no, as for me and my house, we're going to go to church. We're going to serve the Lord. And don't back down. Are you still here? Ladies and gentlemen, we all can do it. And God is waiting for us to get it done. Another thing we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes strength is built through release. What did I call it?
Release.
That means you got, there are some things you got to let go. Some of you, you're going through bereavement right now. You got to let go and let God. Some people are grieving. And that's part of life, you know. But at some point, you got to release. you cannot spend the rest of your life grieving. I remember how God told Joshua, okay, Moses is dead. I get it. But now we got to move on. We got things to do. We got place to conquer. We're heading to the promised land. Release. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, too many of us, we are still stuck in our past. The past is behind us. Let it go. I don't know who the Lord is speaking to this morning, but I believe with all my heart, if all of us will resist a lot of this craziness going on in our world today, we will have better family. If many of us will release ourselves from the past, get healed from your defaults, get healed from your breakup, get healed from your bankruptcy, whatever has happened in the past, everything the devil meant for evil, God can turn it around for your good. Amen, somebody. I don't know about you. I'm ready to move on. I got a past. You got a past. All of God's children got a past. We know better than those who are behind. Everyone locked up in prison, they just get caught. The only difference between you and me is that the grace of God kept us. Am I right about it? So now that we know better, we got to release the past. Not only our past, anything that will hinder us from receiving the blessings of God. Remember what God told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 22, verse 2. God told Abraham, release that child. Because it's becoming a crutch. God wants to know, do you really love God? So he told him, take your child, your only child. Let it go. And guess what Abraham did? He was willing to obey God. That's why God said concerning him, now I know that God is your priority. You know what I'm trying to suggest to all us? To every family present here, you cannot go up until you give up. Now, what you have to give up may be different from what I have to give up. But whatever is in your past, let it go. God's mercy is new every morning. Amen, somebody. When God get ready to promote you, you got to give up your current level. This church don't used to be like this. In order for me to allow God to promote me, I have to be willing to give up where I was currently. The same thing in life. If God wants to bless you with a new shoe, you have to be willing to take off the old shoe. Am I making sense to you? Some people, they hold up to their family promotion, ladies and gentlemen, is because they refuse to release where they are right now. You know, they will say once a crackhead is always a crackhead. That's not true. You can let go. You can release wherever the devil has drawn you and me, and allow the Holy Spirit to usher in a fresh anointing for your family. I'm praying today that some husband and wife will go back home and have a talk and say, let's begin again. Let the past be the past. We don't need to be rehearsing the past. God wants to do a new thing in our life. Amen, somebody. I said we need to resist sin. I said we need to release some things. And the third thing I want to tell you is that sometimes strength is built through remaining. What did I call it? Remaining. I'm talking about there are some things that God wants you to stick to it. There are some things you have to weather the storm. We give up too quickly. At times, God wants you to go through it so you can learn from it. Are you still here this morning? He wants you to stay there and confront the demon that is messing with your soul. He wants you to talk through it and pray through it and work through it. Have you noticed sometimes we are sick and God will heal immediately just like that? But sometimes he will not do that. He wants you to go through it. He wants you to submit yourself to the process. God knows if you go through the process, even when it's hard, he will bring you out with some serious lessons learned. That is why Apostle Paul told young Timothy in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3, he said, endure suffering. He said, go through suffering like a good soldier. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Sometimes God will deliver you from the fiery furnace. But sometimes God will not do that. Instead, he will make you fireproof. So, if you are dealing with any form of sickness this morning, if any member of your family is going through any diagnosis, you need to know God remains a healer. Whether he does it instantly, whether you have to go through a process, he is still God. Because if you go through it when you come out, amen, when you come out, it will not damage your clothes. It will not damage your hair. Do I have a witness here? And yet, it will give you a testimony. Amen, somebody. And when you come out, you won't look like what you've been through. I've had to meet people in the community. Pastor, this is what I'm going through. You know what I tell them? Hang in there. I'm so glad storms don't last always. But the secret to it is never to give up. Remain strong. Remain focused, knowing that God has promised to be with you. He promised never to leave you, never to forsake you. Amen. I don't know about you. Maybe I'm just talking about me. I've been through some storm. I've been tempted to quit my job. In fact, I've been tempted to quit this church. I have a friend in Augusta, Georgia, Creflo. He would tell me all the times, because I sent him my tapes. He would say, with your content, you will make it big in a big city. What are you doing in a little town? Temptations will come. But there are some things God wants you to stick to it and remain there. Don't be too quick to leave your husband or divorce your wife. If you can go through it, if you can go through barrenness or a season of barrenness, God will let you enjoy a season of fruitfulness. That's how he operates. He said it this way. He said, if you are faithful over little, he said, I will make you ruler over much. There used to be time, even in this church, if you throw a stone, you won't hit nobody. But if you were hanging there and keep on believing God, don't give up on your children. Don't give up on your family. It don't matter what the devil is trying to do. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to win and win big. Amen. Amen. Your hanging in there tells God you can be trusted. Are you all still here? Now, somebody may ask me the question, why do I need to stay? Why do I need to remain? Apostle Paul answered that question with his own experience in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. He had a thorn in his flesh. You all know his story. 3 times he asked God, take this away. You know what God told him? My grace is sufficient for you. So don't get disturbed. Don't think God don't love you. If you are still dealing with that challenge, if you are still dealing with that monster, if you're still going through some stuff right now, you need to know in your knowing, God's got you. Amen, amen, somebody. Let me say this in conclusion. By the way, some of you may ask the question, how do I know when to release, when to resist, and when to remain? It's a very fair question. There's somebody called the Holy Spirit. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. Because if I have to trust myself in making decisions in this church, I'll make a big mess. But if you will be smart enough to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, he will show you how to walk. He will show you how to talk. He will show you how to live. Even when trouble comes, he will help you in your decision making. In conclusion, you know, I grew up in rural Africa, and we're used to animals, little birds, chickens, name it. I study butterfly. Have you ever considered an African butterfly? he or she go through four processes. Number one, you have an egg. And a butterfly will lay its egg on some piece of leaves with some gum to attach to it because the egg is so little, you know. And then at some point, that egg would develop into what we call caterpillars. Am I right about it? That caterpillar is not yet a butterfly. He's still going through a process. Somebody under the sound of my voice right now, you're going through a process. Somebody listening to me, whether you are here in the building, whether you are live streaming, whether you are listening on radio, we have several radio stations that cover our service, or whether you're watching on television, or you're some platform on social media, your family may be going through a process right now. And the Lord sent me to tell you, don't give up. You know what that caterpillar will do? He has to go to another state called pupa. And ladies and gentlemen, the worst thing you can do to the butterfly is to drag him out of any of the stages. You may think you are helping him, but you are really an enabler. God allows us to go through process to make us strong. Because that caterpillar will spit something out of his mouth to make a cocoon. That's another sermon. When I said you speak something out of your mouth, you have to learn to make confessions of faith. You don't allow your circumstance or your situation to dictate what you're going to be. That's why the Bible says, let the weak say, I'm strong. That cocoon that the caterpillar will live in, he is doing it through his mouth. He creates that cocoon. No farmer did that. He speak it out. So be careful what you've been saying concerning your family. Be careful what you say concerning your children. Let me go to this side. I see my wife standing. That's our way of saying I need to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, what is so good about this caterpillar is that the way it's going to come out, he has to force himself out. And in the process, it will spread all the vein in his wing to be able to fly. That's why you don't disturb that process. Because if you come out, he will not be able to fly. It takes that process. And when it come out, then his wings are now spread. And he can fly. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm trying to suggest to somebody today. Just think about it. You came in into the cocoon crawling. But when God gets through with you, I'm going to stop in obedience to my wife, but I want to pray with somebody. If you are here today and you be honest with God, you say, Pastor, I want you to pray for my family. I don't need to know what is going on. Even my own family need prayer. I'm going to ask every one of you to stand to your feet. And if you are here, you need prayer for your family, strength for the journey. Find your way to the altar. You're the one that God sent me to. Somebody else is coming. Hallelujah. To God. God be the glory. And I want you to pray for my own family too. Ain't no shame in my game. I need help. People see the glory, but they don't know my story. I need strength for the journey. I'm going through a process right now. And I can say that in good faith. But there is a God who promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. So glad to see our former police chief. Thank you for being here, sir. I am so grateful for your presence. The songwriter said, I pray for you, but I need you to pray for me also. We are all God's family. And when you pray for me and I pray for you, and when we stand together in unity, there is no limit to what God can do in our community. I'm believing God, because in government, we are very data-driven. I'm believing God that the government, the city, the parish will begin to see changes that we cannot even explain the natural. That we can look back and say, God did it for us. Please hold somebody's hand. The Bible talks about if two shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done of our Father which is in heaven. I'm saying to you today, we're coming out. We're coming out of that cocoon. I believe we can fly. And God is our refuge. And God is our strength. And He will be our very present help. Some of you here, you may be standing, not even for your own family, but for the children of this community. The street is not their destination. The jailhouse is not their destination. God has a plan for every one of our young people. That plan is good, not of evil. It's to give us an expected aim. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for families. You are the one who created that institution from the get-go. You love family. And thank you for every family present here today. Thank you for all of our parents. Young and old, you bless us with children. Some of us even have grandchildren. Some even have great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. Lord, we thank you for our families. Lord, you said in your word, except you, God, build the house. Everyone that labors, labors in vain. Lord, we ask you to help us with our family. We need strength in our homes. We need strength in our families. We need strength in our marriages, oh God. Lord, we need your help. And thank you for being a very present help in time of trouble. Our country is going through a lot right now. Have your way in our community. Have your way in our parish. Have your way in our state. Have your way in America. Oh God, have your way in our homes. Whatever is missing, Lord, I pray that you will make it right. I thank God for every family present here. I lift up all of our children. You said in your word, if we decree a thing, it shall be established. Today, in the precious name of Jesus, We decree and declare our home is safe. Our children are blessed. Our children will prosper. Everything the devil meant for evil, I pray for a turnaround in our homes. Lord, I thank you for healing our family. Lord, I thank you for healing our children. Lord, I thank you for healing our homes. Thank you for healing our marriage, oh God. Thank you for healing our community, oh God. It is well. All is well. In the name of Jesus, all is well. In our lives, all is well. In our homes, all is well. With our family, all is well. In our community, all is well. It is so. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LTPCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you've done so much for
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best.